我不明白了。
还这句歌说的口。
啊，这样子。我不明白了。啊，这样子。反正他们说的话，他们来的人，这样子就是大。这个是本地产品，这个我的心里有个巨漂亮的人，真好。这个男生也没钱。你上个月来回好，你上个月是说的还有，这个是几代人干回来，这是出事。不是你看他家天不讲说你应该是出去玩的，我那么出来，我那么走这么出来，这种是啊，那不然，他是人家一到来就出来，不然不会耍的。还没有三门的气候的这么重的发展还在那么小我快说那可是土豆的包包的那是那么小的来的你的大哥哎这样是气的气的比的小人来的来还以后你来的小人来的你可是的大哥你气的那还以为发老的就是你的大哥那的话土豆的比什么大哥就是你就是看着大哥嗯不要把那个人做 but that mess of the kid the cows of the ooh came to the woman he was using the door he was in Magdalena he was in Altera woo my god I still didn't came for that as I was saying the father said and he was father and he spoke to us I thought that anyway Anyway, I love him very much, and I love him, he's a great Jew. But this is a story, it's not going to come out to you when I say it, but for me it was mind blowing. And number one, it's a reflection on the state of adolescence in general. And it's a state of, and it's a reflection of what a Bach can be in particular. So this guy had two friends in here, and he left after a month and a half, and he went to kill that. And all the neighbors were so cool, day and night, convincing his two friends that you gotta get out of prison, you gotta come to kill your guy, it's important. Mother was sick, very nice, edible poison, fruitless way, day and night. So the best thing is that one of the two friends comes over to me, I said, push the people in there. Not mine. The six hours went through the six weeks. And I went in. I said, I'm going to call you back. And there's a place for me over there. I'm leaving tonight. On a plane. I just want to say thank you very much. Is that nice and easy? And that is it. Because I love you leaving tonight. Anyway, we're going to have a blessing. Rabbi Kellen. I thought I was telling you that. Here we call things out. We have to make sure there's no place for any of these people to accept any back in the Khudu Khud. So the Khudu is, just imagine what is going on in his mind on a Tuesday night. He's telling me, God, you're good. And we'll see his face. I'm not joking. Because he had a wonder. This is a teenage adolescent, the Bible said that. We'll see his face, but we're going to so I'll tell you exactly soon. Here's that guy. I'm not going to see you tomorrow morning. And he moved with that pressure. He's staying here for another couple of months. But that means that every single second that he was here till that point in time, we told him exactly soon. He was like, oh, I'm here! Because every single second he was thinking about how he's going and greedy and about the mice and his phone call, there's a bed, there's not a bed. And so he's trying to tell me, he's not a field, to take it. And then he's an opera and leave tonight. That is your family, that is. This is a true story. Now, could you imagine, if he only one Jewish word, even if he's not, he's already. He's not here before. So this story brings up, you know, I'm doing it today. But the same thing you do is that I'm... The book is here, and every single waking moment, he's thinking about going to bed. So he's sleeping every single minute. Every single minute, he's not in here. He's like, he's still jumping, he's not in the jump. 怎么样？怎么
样？怎么
样？怎么样？怎么样？怎
么样？怎么样？怎么样？
怎么样？怎么样？
Are there any people like you that are so obsessed with sleeping?
That means every single leading waking moment, you're sleeping. Because your own waking moments are right around the temple.
Ну, когда я...
Даже когда я в поле, да и на стеляже же. А за сам пить было вот лето, поэтому... Я думаю, я бы всем пиком, там что-то, там не вышло, там это тики, и лайли, то, что я не делаю. Это же карты, это же не стыдно. А это стыдно же, это не лупы, это же не так плей. Ну, я не вен. А это же не было там. Everybody's gotta work that properly. What's it gonna be? Where it's gonna be? How's it going? And the home, and the home, and the home. Everything is like, what's that? No, what's the message, you know? How do we study that? America! 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 Yes, we did it! Good, you think about that one? When you say anything, time to say it! Fine. Everything is about the ticket, but we can be the ticket, so that's all right, that's all right, so that's all right, and then you're like, 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 it's a couple. When it comes to these things, everybody works it out. Everybody works that way, you know? And when you got to work it out, the thing is, look at the shiitake, it's crazy. So what do I do? But where I put that video with me is, have you ever been to tell you? You're talking about what you take care of, you got to go in and say, you do the thing, if you're not doing that, somebody like the baby, you just go out with me, see? Ale se mají na kladinu. A my si jsme jeli. A to nešlo se, když jste, ale nebo jste, a to jsem zkáčný, že jste chtěl to lidný. OK. To je to, co to je, 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 Tell me where to come out, say that's awesome.
Alright,
yeah, you can wear it back in there. No, listen, tell me the truth, what about you? I dreamt about you being my most successful student this year. Hey, I can come in. So, no, it's coming down. I know you're coming in for. I'm still saying what I have to say. Behind my message to you, go for it. Completely. That's it. Let me get back to this one. Back to this one. Go ahead. And listen a minute. Back to that. You have to go way out now. Look at me. Come on. Come on. Come on. You have to protect me, Cody. No, I'm serious. I'm not serious. This is it. This is it. You have to die. This is the house of life. This is the house of life. This is the goal. This is what I'm saying. Look at my nose. Look at my nose. Say this. Look at somebody who's dying. Drink, drink, drink. Stop yourself. I'm not serious.
Such a
And you have not to blame me that for every person they have to reach the level of the egg. But even though the Rebbe doesn't say it, maybe you could say that this is the hamshech of Eichim and Eichim. How did Eichim start off? Well, Eichim, Tishmi. What does Tishmi mean? Listen, Shmiya. What comes after Tishmi? Hey! Hi, Madrega. Yeah. I don't get into it now. So we have to bring him to the sake of the living. But the Sabrach, the Rikhir, Simon, and the whole union of the world. And the Hebrews that tells us why, why they keep teaching me, because you don't have to listen. Shut up! And plus the times, if you don't have the spiritual sensitivity to know what to listen to, I said this already 10,000 times, I want you to understand that I didn't have any snow, I'm off a drive. And he said, what's the whole purpose of Fabrengen? The whole purpose of Fabrengen is to clean out your ears. Adina bin Yisrael dedicates one of his books to Shlomo Chaim Kessler. He was also bringing, as a Fabrengen of his in Chanayit, and he was saying, you know, I was a many Fabrengen to Shlomo Chaim. And one Fabrengen from Shlomo Chaim affected me. And I was thinking to myself, why did this Fabrengen affect me more than other Fabrengen? What did he say? I'm a Davlani. I'm a Davdavani. He didn't say anything new, different than what he said to another Fabrengen. And one Fabrengen he spoke about doing a davening, he really affected me. So I was thinking to myself, what did he say to this Fabrengen that he didn't say another Fabrengen? And then I realized he didn't say anything different. So why did this Fabrengen affect me more than the other Fabrengen? And then I realized, Pasha, because this Fabrengen I was listening to. So the whole purpose of Fabrengen is to clean out ears, to allow the words that are being spoken to hit the spot, to reach the right destination. So why are you going to get water? Because Tishmion, because you listen. If you learn how to listen properly, you'll get somewhere. The same with the Rach of the Leaf, Mahaya Ekif Tishman, at the Piyaka of the head. I don't want you to know. If you're forbidden last week, it's a very one. But the Torah of the Rabbi's father, when Yasser Liban was here, he's the one who takes care of Mahon, maybe Yitzhak, he makes the Maya Chai. I forgot the details. I have to ask him. See, he was Fabrengen.
I was talking about a kiddush shulchan on Eretz Yisrael. And a man in Futterfass was there. And a man in Futterfass was repeating a Torah from his translators. And the Rebbe, through Gronin or Klein, I forgot who I think Gronin, was calling Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe wanted to hear Chazanah from what the Mendel said, and that it was very unusual. Like New York Times, it was like way, way late at night, something like that. And Gronin called and Yisrael to hear exactly what the Mendel had said, because the Rebbe wants to know. Because the whole Hampshire, the first they notified the Rebbe that the Mendel had a Pschazer Taylor from the Blavik, and he didn't give all the details. And the Rebbe wanted to know exactly the details, and Gronin called again. And the Rebbe said, I won't see you on the Taylor. And the Kuzer from the Taylor was, Machat Shin Yisrael, Amaz Amayra, Amayra. The Rebbe spoke, the Rebbe's father spoke by a Yosef from his father. And the Mishnah that we say when a person is in your time, is about a macha, a needle. Which was lying on the steps. And the men of Futterfass had repeated a Torah they heard from the Rebbe's father. And the Rebbe's father was speaking about the Yosef from his father, but the needle is a yid. And the needle has two ends. With a sharp end. And the sharp end represents the seichel of a yid. And the seichel of a yid pierces everything and tries to reach to it, fathom the depth, that can penetrate concepts, ideas, and inyanim. That's the needle part, the sharp end. And then there's the other end, where the thread goes through, which is called an oizen. In Hebrew it's called the oizen. It means the end of the needle where the thread goes through, but it also could be translated as an ear. So the Rebbe's father said a tailor, the yid with the seichel, the needle. That could pierce through anything. That yid could overcome all obstacles, etc., etc. But in order for the needle to be productive, in order for the needle to be beneficial, you have to be connected to a thread. What's a thread? The thread is a lakus. Yaakov Chevel Lachos is a lakus. How does a person get connected to the thread? Through his ears. Through listening. If a person has a Ozen Shemaz, a person has a spiritual sensitivity, he accepts it. So it's Ruchnius. So then it becomes connected to the Kus, and it gets the thread, and the power of the thread, the power of the Kus, that came through the Ezer Shemar, he can accomplish it. He can take care of something which is torn, he can make new clothes, he can do whatever he has to do, only if it's connected to the thread. So where did it all start from? Ezer Shemar. Which is the name of Tishmi, Ake of Tishmi. To listen, to be receptive. But then comes Tasha and says, hey, it's even a higher mother. The Sikha and Tasha is very tough. She knows you have to learn the Sikha. You have to read it slowly and push it to the letter. The whole Makuta of the Sikha, I'm not getting trouble. But if you read it slowly, you feel like the Rebbe is talking to you. And it takes it up and push it to the letter. And the whole Rebbe is telling you that he has to be holding at the level of the A. Reach the level of the Kurus of Riyah. And the mind of Riyah is that the Asamtus, the conviction that a person has when he sees something is more powerful than anything else. When a person hears something, so somebody says, how could you say that you heard this, when this and this and this, so it becomes a contradiction, it becomes a question, and then he begins to doubt what he heard. But if something that you saw, you can never doubt. That's what the Rebbe explained. Any day that's not a dying,
Zijn we zich een geef, wat is het, als we daar liggen? En je ziet something. Je zei niet, dus je gaat toch alleen gezegd, wat zou toch wel alleen gezegd? Hadden ze, dat de Grieks daar alleen. De echte van letters. Er is een such a level in je soul. De athletes, dat nothing can affect. If you saw something, even if someone asked you 25 questions on it, it doesn't make a difference. It's all in your head. But I thought myself. So even if there's a question, even if there's a contradiction, it won't affect what you saw. And like Tich explained that Ich is, that the idea of real means the idea of the cause of shit is. Ayesha Amit Yeshan Israel, that there is a material, and it feels that meat is catching on the cause of everything. Maybe it is. I have to do practical for the brethren. Now is the time to cease to become a good evil. You follow me? To Santos. I said this many times. When you speak of the brethren, as compared to your evil, you have to be now, you're 100 degrees, so you're married, you're 50. Over here, there's another liquid which is for both hands. And that is something which is non-existent, cannot become existent. Meaning to say, if you never experience something, how are you going to experience it? If the Shabbos afternoon means, if the Shabbos means that you get up at 10:20, and you go to shul, and you finish davening by 11:20, and you fast the chalons and you finish by 12:20, and then you're in bed from 12:20 to 6:20, so how are you ever going to understand what the Shabbos is? If it didn't happen when you're 10, or when you're 20, or when you're 30, how is it going to happen when you're 40? It's not going to happen. Shabbos. And if a person somewhere between 10 and 20 experienced like what a Shabbos is, so then even if whatever is in the later, he still tasted it. He tasted it, he has the image of it, and he knows what it is. And Kulai Vulai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yasha Shalai. And one day, one Shabbos, in the next 120 years, from the Chavshah Anfal and Salut to Leila, together with his past experience, that there's an idea called Shabbos, and we'll know what Shabbos means. That's why the field used to talk to Simon about the Kerechatir. The field Rebbe would go wild about the Kerechatir of a person. Imagination is the only word for it. I don't know what's a good word for it. An image, a perception. The field Rebbe would talk about how the person's experience of his past should help him in the future, that in 1 second, he can go from a situation of Sherpakot, Mamish in the Blotter, and elevated transcendent. How? Only if it's in the memory banks. But if it's not in the memory banks, if there's no Kechatir that had that whole image, so there's no escape. There's no way to be able to transcend it. So Mela Reagan, put away the stupid thing. We're talking about Pasha's Rei. What does Pasha's Rei mean? That you're going to strive to work on yourself, that something is going to be in you permanently. Now one person permanently means at least permanently, even for 30 seconds. By another person permanently means that he learns Chassidus every morning. Just imagine the bucket is you're reminding somebody out there who no matter what, come shine, come rain, come snow, come hail, whatever it is, he gets up in the morning, acting to have Chassidus. Because he knows that a day doesn't stop him. Could be a Torah base, could be a Torah base. He doesn't go a day in his life, from the day, from the time he's 14 till he's 120, and he doesn't open up a big chassidus even for 3 minutes. That became the level of, hey! Something which cannot be moved from this place. Something which is solid. Something which is engraved. When is it going to happen? Take a sledgehammer, you take the sledgehammer, and you keep on knocking. That's all right. The healer, the mitzvah meal is the making of the world. You know what mitzvah meal is all about? The Rambam says about the Rebbe Yitzchak, the Maida, the Tzai, whatever. But the Chiluch says the Rebbe Yitzchak. It diminishes the pleasure that I have experienced. The bottom line is, the Chiluch says the word, the Chiluch says, you know what Mila means? Mila means you're branded. You're branded, you know, you have a cow, in the old days, this is my cow, I mean a big W, winner. That's it. This is my cow. So you're branded. So the egg still wants you to be his. So what do you do? Schneider Schmecker. He's mine. He branded you. You understand what I'm saying? You have a sign in you. You have a sign. You have a sign in you. Red and blood. Forever. They've been loving you about it forever. They're a sign in you. You're branded. You're here. That's it. End of story. The Jewish nation has to have a sign inflicted, engraved, impressed in their body that they belong to God. What? The music of Myra, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So what does it mean, Avedah? Well, Avedah means there has to be certain young men that are blend. Upon them, Shachas, we have it in you, engraved, right in blood. It's always there. Whether it's on a conscious level or on a subconscious level, but it's there. So what's the Bakr Shiyan? The Bakr Shiyan is that you work on yourself, that certain things you heard about Yavir, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. I might go down in this union, or that union, or another union, but in this, there's nothing to talk about. You're branded, it's finished. Once you're branded, told you. You understand? Once, so what do you have to do? So Rabin, which is Moshe Ray, that means you are what's your first name? I'm wrong. So the first thing you're going to do. So now we have to say the Kesher, but you're not wrong, and the A, and the A, so the A, so the A, the A, the now the time. Now the time. We have to work on yourself that certain none have to become none of us. By the way, by one bucket could be shit out. He's laying in bed, he felt to put his clothes on. He didn't know what's going to do with his clothes on. So the husband goes to sleep in the couch, the wife says, no, come to bed, come to, you know, go to sleep like a mensch. No, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. As soon as you take off your glasses, you know it's going to be 700 minutes. And someone says, so, the male of us, the male of us. Now is the time. Oh, so even if you're sleeping like that there, yeah, sitting like that with your clothes on, you fell asleep, you didn't go to sleep, you didn't go to sleep. You fell asleep. Oh, but you talk, ooh, I want to tell you guys something about Rabin, by the way. He's in Chad B'Tar in the city. I always say that. I used to have a Talmida in O.C. She could sleep like this. I love this one. What's Bachan if you want to sleep like this? Like this. to be able to, I don't tell me down, little Mason, she could sit there and she is. Pakistan, she could sit there and she and sleep like this. That's unbelievable. Mom is God. And I used to always tell her, you are definitely from my commandos. You'll be my team of soldiers. Why? Because if you read any stories about manual, you know, army training, commandos, they know how to press a button. Once they sleep, once they get up, get up. They know how to do it, no problem. The special talent. Why? Because it says in all the books. It says in all the books that to be a real commando, you have to learn a half hour and 10 minutes of sleep. Because you might be in operation, you might be up 38 hours straight in a row. And you have an opportunity for 15 minutes. You have to get the 15 minutes. And then 15 minutes, you need to take it for the next 38 hours. Reagan is the only guy in YG that can sleep anywhere, anytime.
And if not, that's you, man.
Believe me, I know, I've seen many, you should know I've been in this job for 11 years, no one is like you. That is.
I've
been
for years,
I've already been in this job. I'm telling you right now.
She's
actually going to
wake up
now. No! He's insane,
he's
trying to
wake up with me, because
I missed that. Anyway, now Raven, now that we have the potential, your mom is a commander, first class. Now we have to start working on the taking shooting weapons we have to. You understand? I don't know what it's going to be. Sign with you, start with you. Reagan, whether it's Hita, Salambam, whether it's going to sit before Jacques, no matter what. Whatever the good is, every person at his level, has to work on certain things that should be like the bliss. It's engraved, your brand is there, forever. It's there forever. Affected you deeply. In a way that today, the samples, it can never change. No matter what. And every book on his level has to work on his level, because if not now, never. He's our Mr. Boy. I never saw printed, and I heard that from Melek. I suggested the Dawud Shanecha, the Dawud Rabbasi. Why is the Dawud Shanecha a big Dawud? Because it's like a hammer. It's a knack in the head. You understand what we're talking about? When you knock, and you knock, and you knock, and you knock, and you knock. And you knock. Hey, boy!
What do you have on?
As a matter of fact, she's not in Jesus, I won't tell you that.
Yeah, because she falls
asleep
every day.
Anyway, I hope
for
them. Raven!
Yeah, that's
a good answer.
Yeah,
do you understand what
I'm
talking about? Do
you
understand?
What? Yeah.
We're going next to you, what you said. Right. Hello. I want you to start working away now. Tonight. Take something which before you looked at it, something which was in the spiritual galaxy. Right. Talk it out. Walk it out to the spiritual galaxy, integrate it to yourself, bring it down, and make it a part of your life. Even something that you thought was this. And it felt like it almost out there. Nothing personal, we can see that, but no, it's in silence, we can talk,
عشان تجاوز طبعا جود ويسا من الخارج ويسا من
الخارج
أنا جبت هنا بعد سنتين تعجلة يوصن بلخم لسات الخارج يقول قربة بلسان الخارج واي شن نقول لكم عرب تيزي شليق يري تحت
يري
تحت
I would leave
Sabrina in lockdown and I'll do some mask with you to tell you. I wouldn't mind, I feel good about it. Why? He said, look, I'm sorry, it's business about it. And he drinks like his grandfather, you know what I'm saying? A whole cup like this, like, without a face. I can't. He can do it. And there's another snake, I'm not saying, then he's a big machine. He used to also say, he wouldn't leave Sabrina for the first day out. He show up 1 o'clock and we're in the car. And he drink a cup like this. One shot. The whole cup. No problem, he could do it also. And when he drank the mask, I think it was a masculine of a type. Why? Nothing's gonna come out of it. That's it. It's a waste of booze. Push money. Matach. The waste. Cost money. What comes out of it? Garnish. Whoever wants to try this pill is, tell us out of it. No. So when some people are gonna hire him, I feel, oh, I'm good for that. Mama's like fuel for the car. Where do you get places? For some people, the way it's like a matter. I don't mean you, talk to some Indian, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, I put on him. Simon, we have to pack it, make a cup. Simon, we have to snipe the hurt. We have to snipe the hurt. So what's it going to be?
What does that
mean? That's a cut, dude! Hey! How many times a week do you go to the mixer? Shabbos, I never saw you in the mixer.
Why?
When? What about Friday, Shabbos?
Yeah,
it's not. Why not? He turns on the Friday Shabbos, he's nothing important. Call up on
him.
Yeah, I got him, baby. I got him in Kimberly, I got him in Hansi's Minion, I got him in the Legal of Minion. I still have a father I'm looking for.
I don't know how to kick himself.
That's not my problem. That's not my problem. My problem is that I don't do what I know I'm supposed to do. I gotta kick myself.
You know
what's
going
on,
so we don't know.
Yeah? Anyway, Simon. Simon, you need to do it. Talk to him. Yo, yabama, yabama. It's good, it's good, it's beautiful. Simon, you know what I'm saying? Long time. And it's back in the wonders of wonders, dude, can you do it? This week I think I'm recording that to smash you. To be a bomb.
No,
to be directed. Friday night, you came late to say it. The chutzpah. Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, you came in hours. Then you had the chutzpah to speak with Delphi Rising with wine the whole time.
All the days that night. You were saying the whole year.
I'll complain him. Tomato was Simon, when you kept the low key. Understand? They didn't do such a lot of chutzpah. But this week I can't help you, went beyond all limits. The only way you can get out of it is you actually lose your heart.
Yeah,
you have to go to Hirschman's. He did, he beat it. He has a record. He goes out of YG history. YG history. Don't look for easy way out. Ina Hashem Mitzvah Olam. Ina Hashem Mitzvah Olam. Yechol Tzedim. We're looking at you now, son. I want to know. Tell me. No, tell me. What's your plan to list me?
You're going to help you by loving me and
no, what kind of power vested in me and man of God? I said, do my job.
In your power. Can I help you?
I'm going to ask you a question. I want to know the bell mamish, what's going to come out of that? A real change, a snide words. What? See? Not a tug, 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 I mean, you're going to miss an escape. Some people like to read magazines. Stop escaping. Confront yourself. Seriously. Ray, I want you to take a knife, cut at this, where it counts, where it is. Yeah? It's going to mean something. It's going to be a difference. You're going to be a Kiryam Kippur. You're going to have a Kiryam Kippur, are you? Who stands up? Okay? So you have some more days. You have 34 days, you have 40, 44 days. I'm still with that. Simon. You're a head start. I don't want to be there. Rabbi Yishmak and Hasidus Yenigi. Rabbi Yishmak and Dominique, Kapali, Usuri. Rabbi Yishmak and Dominique, Kapali, Usuri. Simon. Simon, they have a sticker edge. Maybe they have a sticker edge. And the sticker edge can go a long way. You know what I'm telling you, Simon? The sticker edge can go a long way.
In what?
In good. In making a real change. Simon, the sticker leggings have to become a real small change. Simon. How your life can become different in the next 40 days? How is your life can become different? Simon! How is your life can become different in a permanent way? Yay!
Why?
Oh, those messages you guys have on your phone. Those pictures.
They finished 3 months ago.
I just saw it the other week.
You started to tell them.
You showed me 2 arms and 2 feet and 2 legs. I don't know what to show you. Something about milk. It's not gonna change. Okay, can I have to keep it? Can I see it again? Simon, I wish the time got me. I want to do with you, what's with the facilities? What are you doing?
Waiting my
time. I'm going to be high on the high. You wish you guys were going to have it on the mat, and I'm going to be on the mat, and I'm going to be on the mat, and I'm going to be on the mat, and
the mind of his ear. That once you see something, it comes.
Fuck the point is, you could save it, give it a breath.
Spoke about the and whatever situation you're in, the chulu, and the rabbi said before, the Tao, which is an unbelievable. He spoke about the idea that we have to know. And see the bracha klole, there's no intermediary, there's only black or white, no gray. He spoke about the idea that the immunity, we have to realize this point. An idea that the children learn that to become is happy. So them is nothing more bad. These are times like Zenoman's Tamid and Rokin. And they had a procedure and I said, forgive me? Oh, it's hot. You tell us when I get to. I will lie. I can go out of my boat for you, but I am. To him to forgive me is another thing. Anyway, I just say one story about the lady. I told you, she didn't get into something. This is your, how you say, prophet. How you say, he's Kenan and he's whatever. He's what's it called? It's a story that was printed in this week's Lamb Bible. And it was printed somewhere else, more prophet. And a bachelor once came to the lady. I told him that he's not the army. And I don't think I read this in the web about it, but I read it somewhere else. And I literally told him, you know that in those days to go to the army in Russia meant that you were not trying to transfer, you were not trying to use the meat. So shoot them. I think Nachum Zalman did that, but he was in the army and he never missed a day to him. But the average person, anyway, the bottom line is, at the front of the cloud to go to Russian army, that you weren't able to be shimmied in the description. There's Bach went to the Blavik and told him that he had to appear before the board of draftees to be judged whether he's going to go to the army or not. So the Mammon Shimmied. So the Mela, he went to the Blavik. He went to the Blavik. So the Blavik told him that when he should appear before the board, what day, what hour, how he should travel to get to this place, what kapitlach tilim he should say as a preparation to when he goes to this place.
That's enough.
What what kapitach tilim should say going to the pit? And how much tzedakah you should give? And he told him, if you retire the emptiness of Shem Havaya before he goes to do. And he followed his very unusual. He said, Reb Racha, and the lady was telling him all his mice, it's Kabbalah Shemaitis. What capital killing, what week he should take, what hour he should show up there, what day, and he should be inside Shem Havaya. And he walks into the building, and notices a room full of tables. And the sister said, of course, there was many different doctors. And each doctor was a specialist in a certain area of the body. So in case there was somebody who wanted to try to get out of it, so you had to go through many doctors. So even if you were able to fake out one area of his body, but you wouldn't be able to fake out all the doctors. Check upon him, he goes through his building, he walks through the building, he sees many tables and many professionals, many specialists, and he has to go from table to table to table. And then he goes to a spot, he has to wait over there, and then there's a person that tells him the final analysis or the outcome of the whole investigation, of the whole whatever. Huh? Avi. Okay. Anyway, he goes to the doctor, and he sits down and he waits for the person to tell him what the story is. I can tell him, when he goes and tell him, come here, he goes to the person to tell him who's in the story, he makes the mice, and the guy looks at him to see his face shocked. I pity you. Oh, you're terrible. Such a case you never saw in all our years. He was never a person that every single doctor diagnosed him with a different sickness. You have something wrong with every single part of your body. The way that I read the story was that the lady told him that he should come back and tell him exactly what happened. The father of living for the passion sees, he said, God played it, now I didn't see it. How everything worked out according to Kabbalah, how did he say? You know the famous machine that I've been on this one over there, that the Rebbe's father stopped crying and sat in prison for so many days, so many months, so many years, whatever. I'll stop pick up on it. Yet the Rebbe's father, every single thing that I pick up on. And every single thing that happened in his life, he saw that was connected to the other pick up on. It's amazing. Anyway, I said that this Rebbe is connected to the earth of my father. So I said the famous story, everyone knows the story, the father was a shtickle smart person. He was also a shtickle wealthy. I didn't say anything of it, but I can tell him. He was a shtickle wealthy person, he was a businessman. But it's hit as a tiny, the Rebbe's my father, whose name was Avram Day. First of all, it says he's a Chochum Kohen. He was a Chochum Kohen. And it says, Chesed la Avram. My father's name is Avram. So my father was a very big dog stock. He was a Talmud Chochum also. My father was a very big dog stock. I heard my mother many times that the Melamdim used to come to him either with a headshot with the guys from the yeshiva, and they'd come to him, they used to give him cash. Or if I can't, they would come to him, that he should give them cash even before they got paid, and smack, they're gonna get paid. That's time. But this is one of the facts, is that my father was the first person that was honored in the first dinner of Holy Seder. Like, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, I was and I took it back to 38 years ago. So it has to be 39, 40 or more years ago. And the first dinner of Holy Seder, he was honored. Maybe much as his father was a fundraiser for Holy Seder. So he knew my father very well. And he was good friends with my father. He still hanging out my house a lot. Anyway, it's our component. Huh? I'll smash. See, I am young. I love the Texas, but I don't know. You should ask the musician in Golden Heisen. See him. Anyways, I called upon him. So, I said, my father got honored at the first dinner of the day. And my father was asked to speak. He was the honor, he was the guest of honor. I was the guest of honor. So he got up and he said, so he got a speaker,
and he's never a speaker. The one thing he knows, and the Eibishter said, "Kashim is darker." The Vechanim in Abba says, "There's one mitzvah in the Torah." The Eibishter said, "Test me." And even though the Chal says in the Torah, "Okay," that you shouldn't try to test the Eibishter. But over here in this mitzvah, there is no other mitzvah. Kol Torah Kula. The Eibishter says, "Test me," which means. What does it mean, test me? That if you get stuck, you'll get back every single penny you give. Ask the Bishul Shat Hashem. You should give mice in order to become the neighbor's descendant. So my father got up and said that, and he said like this, that he guarantees every single person who gives stuck, he's going to get back double that amount. And whoever doesn't get back double the amount should come to me. Cast the balcony, my master, my brother, my mother, some people that were there, hurt many people. Because I'm a mice, he goes to them, the Shai made me up in bed. I never knew my father. But I gave him the head, he was a big dog stuck here. I heard about the story. Huh? So we couldn't get him, maybe a bus, we take him to the other, he never said that. So my father was a, Nechaim. The Shaman of Ali, yeah. So he big dog stuck here. And the deal is stuck, and the Shaman of Ali, and we should see the good on Mr. Shlame and Aiden from the, hey, Raven!
Yes.
Thank you for our knowledge.
Raven.
Okay?
This is Raven.
He's a man.
He's a man.
Raven.
No.
Rafi?
Rafi.
He's got power.
He's got power.
Aiden.
He's got the most power in the season.
Aiden has power.
Rafi's got the most power, that's amazing.
You know, is there a giver? Hakeva Shishitze?
Rafi's got that.
Whatever that is, Rafi's got that. Anyway, we're talking about the Shuga Dukha Shabling in Kazmam Shalayim, Kesel Aleichet, and the Chatas. What are you going to do, Kesel? You're going to be so poor. You'll be so poor, I'll tell you. You'll be so poor. We'll sit real again. Kogan, what are you gonna do so bad? You're Malvern. Malvern. What are you gonna do? Oh, Vashansky! She take his atheta. No, Vashansky's not gonna be bored. Because you should know Vashansky has me. He has me. I like you very much. You know why I like you very much? Because you're gonna provide for your wife. I'm telling you, it's a good marriage, sir. Tia, that's it. Kiss a tater, truck driver, I don't know, DJ, whatever it is. Whatever it takes, you'll do it. That's it. Don't worry.
Rafi, that's it.
What? Plucking is out there as a Venus Mamish in that name. He's close. He's close. That's it. Plucking's close. Who do call a cook, a chef? Whatever it is. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Na na na.